This is a Clink Studios podcast. Welcome to Spill the Soju podcast. Katie popping in here real quick to give a short intro to this very special episode. Today we are joined by three of our friends from high school. Two of them have already guested in some of our previous episodes, Keith and Trisha, but one of them you'll be hearing for the first time, our youngest, Zoe. Why is this episode a special episode? Well, we recorded this when we all got together one day in July and literally left one of our phones recording in the middle of the dining table while we were all chatting about the very thing that brought us all together many, many years ago, and probably the reason why you're listening to our podcast right now. You guessed it, K-pop. This episode is divided into two parts, the first one being our individual experiences during the rather stressful and controversial 17 Be The Sun concert ticketing in Manila, and in the second half, we will be tackling what it was like being K-pop fans in our time as high school students, and what we think about the hot topic of debuting minors in K-pop. Just a friendly warning though, this episode is as casual, as unfiltered, and as uncensored as it's gonna get. So go grab your bottle of soju and buckle up because our menu for today is hot and spicy.
Okay, let's talk about it. Sure! Pag-usapan na natin yung ticket selling. Shit! So, hindi ka mananood na?
Sulado naman ako. As in, from the day na nag-announce, actually, even in the lead-up when people were like, oh, sabi din man ko. I was like, okay, hindi naman parang, talaga. Like,
yeah.
Wala din naman akong grand desire mag-concert. Especially, parang, until medyo okay na yung, until medyo sure na ako na hindi ako magkakasakit in a crowd.
Yeah.
Tsaka, hello, kakasweldo ko lang, hindi na akong pera ko. Up until yesterday, maintaining balance.
Felt me.
Uy, correct. Actually, me now.
Wait,
hindi naman masyado ano na, parang hindi mo priority ngayon.
Tsaka parang,
which I get it.
I've seen them twice na, medyo okay na ako.
Yeah.
Saka, hindi ko nakatakaya yung magta 10 minutes na adjunize.
Oh
no, ideal cut na to. 30
pa nga. 30 pa nga.
Oo nga. Tawag si Leah sa akin kasi at one point, nakaupo na ako. Sabi ko, hindi ko na kaya.
Si Leah manonood. Hindi rin.
Hindi yata.
Tapos si Sung, wala mumulis pa kayo. Laki
na. Oo, Sung, pa.
Nah. Be, mahina resistensya ko.
Nakita niyo yung picture na ano, parang yung super show sa ibang bansa, tapos wala na standing, nakaupo na.
Us. Actually, us.
Oh, pero ano, titas.
lahat, I think US, ano, seated sila. Lasan lahat yung VIP. So,
baka tayo lang yung hype up. Charot, joke lang.
Ano pero, siya, ano, tayo lang hindi nagsa-safety protocol. Sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Actually, na-realize ko yun nung nabili ko na yung ticket.
Parang, shit, nasa mosh pit ako.
No, sabi, at bigla akong na-realize na, wait, tama ba nung ginawa ko?
Totoo.
Na, wait lang, VIP left ka, ay right. Yeah. Okay. Right naman, right yung ano mo, gusto mo talaga.
I've always been right, kasi, pero I'm not even sure if Mingyu's always right now. Kasi nung early years, diba, lagi siya nasa right. Yun yung nasa ano ko eh. Pero when I went into the ticketing, sabi ko, any naman na
available.
VIP, kukunin ko.
Mm-hmm. Pero may choices.
Kung may VIP pa. But as in, hinanda ko lang sa sarili ko. I was like, if I go in there, tapos wala ng VIP, di na ako mag-aangal na, maghihintay ako ng VIP. Kung alin yung nearest, yun na yung kukunin ko. Pagpasok ko, may VIP soundcheck pa. So, kinlik ko.
Shit. Oh my God!
Tapos kung ano sabi ko, kung anong section na lang yung meron pa, kiklik ko. Tapos yun, smooth naman siya for me.
Kaya kasi nakapasok agad eh.
Kaya nagulat ako na nahirapan talaga yung other people.
Ay, wait, nakapag soundcheck ka?
Nakapasok.
Oh my God! Ito. Shit sa'yo!
Feel ko pinagbigyan na lang ako ni Lord. Kasi sabi niya, alam mo, di ka pumunta ng ODU. Tapos yung last
ayaw nga, ideal cut yung last. Lang. Ideal cut yung last natin. Tama ba?
Ideal cut yung sa akin.
OTU.
Tapos may picture.
Hindi ako pumunta.
Oh, may picture tayo.
May picture tayo. Ideal cut. Nakaganan tayo.
Ideal cut.
Alam mo guys, nalilito na ako.
Picture tayo. Tapos diamond edge, may picture cute.
Yun.
Meron tayo?
May picture tayo, B. Wala lang si Ash.
Wala lang si Ash. Hindi, nandun si Ate Ash.
Oh my God. Pero alam ko, hindi tayo kompleto nun eh. Kasi, yan, wala, alam ko last natin yung birthday mo.
Yung nasama natin.
Shit, nakakated na today, but it's okay.
Wait, hindi ba ideal cut yung nagkita tayo sa...
Nagkasakit ka nung ideal cut, ate, diba?
Ideal cut kasi I went to Seoul and I went here.
Mm.
Yung...
Basta ideal cut.
Ang dami!
Basta ideal Technically, I've got my picture kami tatlo.
Oo.
Tapos Diamond Edge, may picture tayo.
Kung kasama ko si Airy, tapos
I think, ay hindi ko alam.
Basta yung 2017.
Wala kang dagsa ko na yun. Sorry, goldfish memory.
Basta yung 2017.
2017 Diamond Edge.
Ayun.
Ano yung queue, anong queue mo nung card sale?
Yung ginawa ko kasi, I went on Chrome first. Tapos, as in, dude, pinrogram ko pa yung isang button ng mouse ko for refresh. That's how competitive I was. Yeah. Yung extra button ko, kinamand or ko siya. Love so, syempre, 8:58 pa lang. Pindot ako ng pindot. Enlistment. Ateneo enlistment.
Enlistment. Meanwhile, UST.
Oo.
Schedule na ba?
They have prepared me for this moment. Yeah. Nothing else matters. Diploma doesn't matter. It's the ISIS and
yeah.
That matters. Okay. Refresh na ako ng refresh. So, as in, nung dumitaw na yung button, talagang pindot siya. Ganun kabilis yung sa Chrome.
Mm.
It was like around 8K.
Mm.
Yung queue. And I was I was going through Twitter kasi tas people were saying na nagka-crash sa Chrome. So sabi ko, oh, I need a backup browser just in case mag-crash siya. So I went on Edge. Tapos, dun ko siya tinry. Tapos nagulat ako when I clicked it, 1K lang yung queue ko sa Edge. So sabi ko, kung alin na lang yung hindi mag-crash, dun ako magpa-purchase ng tickets. And I went through yung sa Edge, na super smoothly, dire-diretso. So,
yung sa akin talaga, yung sa card pre-sale, ano yung pinamababa ko nun, 4K. Tapos ano rin yung 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, yung nakapasok na ako, upper box na lang, pinakamalapit. Tapos hindi kasi, di naman tayo aware na pwedeng mag-refresh like throughout the day, di ba? So, sabi ng friend ko, kunin mo na yung pinakamalapit, mm-hmm. tapos i-trade or add additional fees na. Sige, kunin ko na tong upper box. Sila hindi pa nakapag-secure ng mga VIP nila. Pero hindi nila ginamit code nila. So, nag-refresh sila ng nag-refresh. Tapos nakakuha sila ng may dala. Kasi ginawa nila nag-body-body sila. Parang kaya ni Bea, di ba?
Mm.
Kasi nga, two tickets lang per carat membership, whatever. Mm-hmm. Tapos, ang tawag dito, sabi, yung isang pair nakakuha ng soundcheck. Nasin habang nag-refresh lang.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yung isang pair nakakuha din. Dalawang pairs ng friends ko nakakuha ng VIP standing lang, walang soundcheck. Though, soundcheck yung ano nila, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung goal. Oo. Pero, anyways, at least nakakuha sila. Pero, yun, medyo nasayang yung ano ko. Pero sabi ko, kay Layla naman, okay lang. Kasi upper box mm-hmm. naman talaga yung ano ni Layla, yung goal niya. Mm-hmm. So, ayun. Tapos, yung Live Nation, wala talaga. Sobrang wala akong nakuha. Wala. Parang feeling ko mas onti yung nilabas nilang tickets ng Live Nation. Pero yung friend ko, 22 yung siya yung isang nag-iisang naka-secure nung Live Nation na pre-sale kasi super konti, 22 people ahead of her. Pero ang dami niyang devices. As in para siyang yung CCTV.
Hacker ba?
CCTV. Oo, para siyang hacker, para siyang si Anonymous. Tapos ang dami, laptop, Mac, ganyan. Tapos yung Mac niya yung 22. Tapos super bilis. As in parang na-check out niya 10:01 nakalagay sa resibo niya.
Yeah. Wow.
Sobrang lucky lang talaga. Tapos nasa-stress na rin kasi siya kasi wala din siya na secure nung before. Tapos parang nagmamanifesto siya. Hindi, okay lang yan. Kaya ako to. Sobrang positive niyang tao. Pero ako deserve gago. Tapos
solid nung
oo. Tapos nung buong araw kami ni Layla nung Live Nation, wala talaga kami nakuha. Tapos afternoon, tsaka parang kinikick out ka na. Parang, or alam mo yung magre-refresh siya, tapos bumabalik na siya sa homepage ng SM Tickets. Nangyari ba sa'yo yun? Mm-hmm. Tapos yun, tapos sabi
pero
ko.
Pero ako, hindi ako nag-kick out na
bumabalik ka sa queue?
Doon na siya diretso pagkatapos ng queue.
Parang
hindi siya pupunta doon sa event. Nakabwisit, di ba?
Kasi nag-queue ka pa, di ba?
Kasi apat kami. Sila yung mga kasama ko sa Power of Love.
Ah, okay.
Yung dalawang yun, friends ni Bea from high school.
Parang hindi ko sila na... Hindi ko na sila na-abutan. Ngayon, kilala mo na sila.
Tapos, naging super close kami after Power of Love. Tapos, Tapos yun, parang noon pa lang, di ba wala pa namang announcement. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang nag-inside joke kami na, okay, so see you in Singapore na lang, ganyan, pag nagka-concert. Tapos, ito, anong nangyari, sila kasi yung dalawa, mag-jowa kasi yun. So, matik, silang dalawa kami ni Bea. Basta parang sila...
Yun yung sabi mo, super box 60? Yung queue number nila? Sila ba yun?
Oo. Ay, 6K. 6K, sinner. Oo. Tapos, ang galing kasi, lahat kami, ang plano namin, day 1, upper box or lower box. Tapos,
day 2.
Sound
check. Sound check. Tapos ang pangarap, tapos. Nalagyan yung ideal seats. Tapos, si Nur, nakakuha siya ng VIP, pero hindi soundcheck, parang standing. And then, yung isa, lower box. Parang, shit, my God. Ang galing. Mm.
Pero, isang tig-dalawa.
As in, nakuha niya sila. Tapos, sabi ni Bea, grabe, yung isa, yung girlfriend niya, si Dom, nasa work kasi. So, parang si Nur, sobrang pressured siya the entire time kasi dalawang tao yung hawak niyang
bed. Yung friend ko, nakakuha siyang dalawang VIP ticket ng day 1, naghahanap sila ng lower box for day 2 para ma-trade, para mabigay niya sa friends. Mm. Para lang makanood silang lahat.
Aww. Ay! Aww. Ang daming, hindi kasi ito ah, nakakaano kasi feeling namin labas na lahat ng tickets. Wala na talagang nasa pero, SM tickets. Pero wala sa carats. Like, ang dami nag-hoard ng mga nagsascalper.
Yeah.
Tapos, tinata... So, ang worry ko, what if hindi nila mabenta yon? Kasi nga, tinataasan nila, diba? Like, magkano gen ad? 3?
2.9.
Oh, 2.9. Tapos, 6K?
May nakita ako, upper box na sa 20K.
Oh, okay.
May soundcheck na 30K eh.
Well, I mean, sa US kasi, putong namabot ang 27K yung soundcheck. Pero,
na totoo. I mean, direct.
Wala lang, it's so...
Bakit like, parang naging moral game yung ticket eh.
And like, kasi siya black and white talaga. Mm-hmm.
Parang as somebody who's not watching also, paminsan makikita mo na lang yung tweets na parang, is this who you are? Like, yung ano talaga sa akin,
so
yung,
true,
yung mga taong nagagalit na PWDs and...
Oh my God!
Skip lines, man!
Girl,
sa
GC. At saka sa ulo, no?
Kakatukin ko yung ulo mo, baka tumunog.
Parang, teka, tama na yung kakalalaki mo.
I get it. I get where they're coming from.
I get the frustration,
na,
pero huwag
na may nauna sa'yo.
Pero recognize na it's because they're a female.
Yeah.
Hello!
They're suffering.
Hindi mo mag-senior ka!
They're suffering through that every single day of their lives. You're just going to do this for one day.
Kaloka!
Hindi umanap ka ng ibang SM na walang mga pipilang PWD.
Punta ka ng probinsya. Huwag ka ng mga SM doon.
Actually, nasa probinsya ng SM tayo. Laksya din. Ako pala. What I'm just worried about sa concert, if, kunwari, yun nga, like, sobrang dami nag-hoard, what if hindi mapuno yung concert?
Pangit nyo!
Diba?
Sorry!
Diba, like,
which one yung last concert na Live Nation din yung nag, ng 17?
D. Diamond Edge, MMI.
D was before
2017, diba?
2017. Tapos yun idea, yung
hindi puno yung idea, standing. Oo. Hindi puno standing ng...
May sumasayaw pa sa baba. Uh-oh. Yun yung ko.
Yun yung worry ko kasi, like, dalawang araw. Kaya nga nagdalawang araw yung 17 sa PH. Kasi nga, alam nila, malaki yung fanbase. So, what if hindi natin mapuno yung both days? Siyempre, bababaan.
From a profit level.
Yeah. Tapos, di ba yun nga? Ang dami-daming carrots dito sa Pilipinas.
Hi, I'm Ida.
I'm Issa.
I'm Nadine.
And I'm Steph. And we're the queens of Queen's Cup Podcast,
where we go all in on our opinions, observations, and violent reactions
on fashion, beauty, and everything in between in the K-pop world. From one fan to another.
Catch us on all podcast streaming platforms and at Queen's Cup Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Grab a drink and chica with us.
Cheers!
Hi, it's your girl Ashley, and you're listening to Spill the Soju Podcast. Take a break, grab a bottle, pull up a chair, sit back, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yung mga nandiyo-judge sa atin.
Kasi diba fourth year yun
na? Ako feeling ko in general kasi.
Ako din! Ganun din yung ano ko.
Pero merong people in your head.
Tapos, top diba, fourth year, oh, yeah, we were playing No, gumaganong-ganong pa tayo. Everybody sing No, gumaganong pa tayo.
Dumaan tayo sa ganong place.
Diba, gumaganong pa tayo, diba? Every recess and lunch, medyo ninanakaw namin ni Rilo yung computer
na classroom.
Oh, parang, kala mo, classroom namin. Bala sa buhay niyo, magpa-play kami ng exco, tsaka ng bangtan, gano'n.
Sure, itang nila.
We were the weird kids.
Yeah, oh my god, we were the weird kids.
But look at them now.
Papakay na asking us for tips. Scroll mo sa Facebook feed
medyo ang dami nung that time. Tapos parang ako...
Alam ko lang, parang nakikinig sila. Pero yun talaga nag-fly and all.
Tayo kasi diba dati, ever since, like, or wala closet.
Parang ano, branding na nga yung K-pop sa...
Parang hindi po ata siya closet nung tinry po natin yung Wolf Tree sa...
Sis, there was no closet.
Sa courtyard, kung matawag doon, yung sa gitna. Oo.
Maglakad ka rin pa naman during lunchtime. May mga...
Weird.
Medyo nakakahiya, pero... pero na naisip pa ka mo. It's parang, shit, wala talaga tayong hiya yun.
pero
siguro tayo talaga yung parang...
Alam mo yung kasi may iba mga shallow, may mga shallow, ano lang.
Parang casual, na hindi ka namang i-judge. Pero may ibang tao talaga na parang asama na tingin sa'yo.
Pero like the other people, as in alam mong it comes from a place of judgment.
Oo. Ganun ako sa batchmates ko, as in mga tatlo ata sila na I'm on Instagram, tapos makikita ko magpo-post si Chol, tapos makikita ko sila sa comments, parang,
Ako rin naman, wala din naman problema sa mga tao na like baby cats. As in if you genuinely like them. Pero yung
medyo personal sa akin.
Wala kami dating mag-history.
May bubog pala.
Do you remember when you...
I think the worst of it pa is like when they pretend they never hated you.
Yeah!
Oh my god!
Actually, pero as like ako, as an NCT, ayun, nag-transition na tayo. as of the time naging talagang tinutukan ko yung SM rookies pa lang sila, diba?
Yeah.
Pero parang now, as a... Nasinuhan ko na silang lumaki. Talagang you can see the difference with... Ano, parang what happens when you debut children.
Yeah.
And like, syempre when you're a minor, hindi mo masyadong pinag-iisipan yun. Ako hindi ko masyadong pinag-iisipan. Yeah. But now that I'm, you know, older. At my big age...
At our big age.
Wala lang, parang nare-realize ko na it is weird when you debut talagang children. Kasi makikita mo talagang they go children. Through biological changes.
Yes. And yung mental.
They're so easy
in,
to ano.
Awang-awa ko sa kanila. Parang, for example, di ba si Temin talagang siya is the youngest.
I was gonna say, siya yung pinaka-example talaga.
Oo, na parang... And then when they've been performing for such a big chunk of their lives, and that's all they know. And then you take them out of that, put them in another situation. Like
exactly.
Him, talaga, when he went to the military. Nag-suffer siya.
Oh.
Wait, last time in the papers. Oh, shit, sabi ko na yun.
Sige ko. Kasi talagang magsasuffer yung mentality ng person na yun. Parang si G, like NCT Dream, si Jisung, siya na yung pinakabata sa NCT. As in, even now, with their new SM rookies.
Siya pa din pinabata.
Hindi. He's the, parang may 2003 na sila, but he's an adult na. Like, he's 19 na by now. Yeah. Pero si Jisung, he debuted at 16. So, it's like, and inamin niya dun sa isang show na I don't have friends my age. I don't know how to interact with people my age because all I've had are people older or my members. So, wala kang kaibigan na.
At saka, like, it's literally taking away the childhood.
Yeah, parang regardless of if you consider the training period.
Exactly. Ilang years pa, di ba, yung training nila bago sila mag-debut at 14. So, like, at what? 4 years training, 10 years old?
Yeah.
Wala ka na talaga
siya. Kaya talagang, ako giving SM Entertainment the benefit of the doubt na lahat na ng artists nila nagde-debut. Like Aespa, they all debuted. They were all adults.
Adults
kaka 19, yeah. Kaka 18 lang ni Ningning nung nag-debut ang Aespa. Mm-hmm. So it was like, parang obviously once you turn 18, hindi ka naman automatically magiging adult. Pero it's still scary if you compare it to like some groups na
my gosh,
middle schooler!
Oh my god!
What are you doing?
Yung nga yung like latest groups. Kaya nga, yung nga yung parang discussion about yung mga girl groups right now na nagde-debut. Or, I mean, yung mga concepts nila. Wala na tayo nakikita ng sexy concepts.
Because
obviously, they can't.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can't.
Pero medyo questionable yung sa new girl group ng Hype.
Les Seraphim.
Yeah, because of the dance moves.
But, ano ba, sino ba youngest nila? Si Unche? I don't know how old Unche is.
I don't know how old she is. Basta ang alam ko yung youngest ng IVE 2007.
Exactly,
si Iso. I was grade 1!
Yung nga, 2007!
Grade 1, grade 2.
Basta.
Sobrang, as in, 2007 siya. Hindi niya alam ko ano yung flip phone. Oh my God!
yun yung funny part. Ang funny pa kasi pati yung mga 17, kasi yung 17, they feel as old as us na parang, uy, alam nyo ba, isang bagong
isang bagong group. Nagsabi?
Oo, yung isang bagong group sabi, meron daw flip phone yung nanay niya.
Nanay niya!
Parang, tapos merong video, parang nakita ko sa TikTok na yung
after side by side.
Oo, oh, or stinitch na lang with that video na parang, oh wait, my mom has this, I know how to use this.
Oh my god, lagi na tayo!
Parang collab sila with Rain. That's why lumabas yung hindi niya, hindi collab, pero they went on his channel, this yung show niya. Doon lumabas na hindi niya alam, like, her mom has a flip phone. Hindi, madami silang na hindi na-experience. Paano pa si Rain? He's 40.
Yeah! Like, tapos ano, diba, meron din yung si Rain and, was it SKZ? Was it Stray Kids?
Yeah, yeah. Yung parang, my mom was a fan.
My mom was a fan of yours. Parang, si Rain!
Ay, puta. Hindi ko na to target market.
Yung identity crisis mo.
Parang stop, please. Parang gano'n na makatagal.
Grabe. Kaya dapat may mga anak mo tayo, gano'n ba yun?
Diba? Tapos ang sad lang, kasi nga yung mga girl, puro girl crush concepts ngayon. Kasi nga yun yung parang at best, yung sexy concepts na pwede nilang
gawin. Yung negotiating point.
Diba? So,
pero also, I mean, syempre, you also have to bring the question up, even if it's a cutesy concept, meron pa rin siyang questionable bit.
At saka industry itself is questionable.
Yeah. Yeah. At saka ano eh, you can't stop men.
But syempre, it's different to be like just a fan, pero it's very different to also obsess over their every move.
Yun yung weird, parang it's so normalized for an adult person to be that invested in a minor K-pop idol. Tapos, the thing that made it parang worrisome pa when I thought about it was, you can get fan meets or like fan calls with them. I guess not just Korean eh, parang pati Japan in a way. Basta that culture, it's so normalized for someone like 28, 30, to fond or obsess over a minor idol. Like, to the point that you send gifts.
Yeah.
And it's like, parang, if somebody did that in the Western fandom, if like a 30-year-old person did that to like a minor actor or actress, that would be so, as in,
diba nga,
like, parang people would be up in arms over it. Pero parang if it happens to a K-pop idol or like a Japanese idol, it's normal.
Diba nga, nagkaka-issue rin, like, medyo lumayan na, pero age pa rin naman. Diba with Stranger Things cast, like, si Millie and grooming.
Si Drake.
Yung grooming, and then how she's being perceived by the public, or how she dresses up her.
Si Billie Eilish.
Diba? Like, all that. Pareho rin naman siya, 'di ba? As in, like ang dami ng ano sa kanila, pero it's the same sa K-pop, but we don't really
normalize siya na you don't blink an eye. So, I think na-realize ko siya nung medyo siguro in the 20s na kasi obviously when we were in high school. Hindi natin iniisipin yun ka-age na.
Exactly. Yun nga iniisip ko kasi 'di ba si Taemin nga he debuted at such a young age. But 48. At that time, it was like, oh my god, he's older than me.
Yeah.
So parang for me, parang, ah, opa. Pero now that I think about it, when he debuted, he was so young. He's like, too young.
Eh, parang the biggest consumers pa of like K-pop. Mm-mm. Even if they see another target audience is like the younger generation. Yeah. Yung mga 20s, like the working people pa rin talaga.
But also, during Taemin's, I mean, nung si ano, nung siya yung maknae, nabigyan siya ng title ng maknae of K-pop. Kasi
siya yung youngest.
He's the youngest. But then,
parang wala nang after that,
tuloy-tuloy na. Like, after
that. Pababa ng pababa yung age limit.
Spaghetting pa. Yes!
And like, even when we were still in high school, yung mga nagde-debut, it's either our age or a little bit older
than us. Yung nga kaya ngayon, we look up to after school, concepts nila, yung mga ganon.
Sino yung nagbalak magsayaw ng Oh My Boys na PAL?
Sino?
Tayong dalawa.
PAL? Anong PAD?
Sabi niya, gusto daw nga sa'yong maganon.
Oh my god, sorry!
Buti na lang ni-reject ng medyo inappropriate!
Okay lang, sinayaw naman natin sa lunch. Meron pa nga kami nirelease sa table.
Sa table? sa ledge. Sa labas!
Ledge sa labas, tsaka sa black. Yung blackboard, tinry mo. Ilagay na eraser.
Ako talaga, number one example ko doon is Won Young.
Oh my God!
Yeah, parang she talaga for me every time I see her.
Like, diba 14 din siya nag-debut?
Yeah, like, she debuted at 14. Tapos, the debut on a survival show that clearly the audience is for older men.
Yeah.
That's why I feel bad for her also whenever people are like, you know, giving her shit for just the way she acts. Because I'm like,
She was so young when
she debuted. Like, wala ka namang control over that. Yeah. And para sa akin also, that's why, medyo tangent din. But that's why I feel for her and yung MC partner niya, si Song Hun. Kasi that's two fandoms with completely opposite demographics but equally fanatic over them.
You have
young girls who are fanatic over this former national ice skater turned idol. He has like the cool city guy look.
Yeah.
And then you have the top pick from Produce 48 who is like, you know, young, fresh, and her fandom is mostly older men. So it's like,
Talagang
magiging awkward yung dynamic nila kasi
so
you're taking two people who like just debuted
Saan ba sila? Music
Sarap back. Pero I can see na it's getting better. Talaga people
at first talaga.
At first, it was really hard to watch kasi you're putting two people who are talagang their companies do put in the work to keep them apart.
Yeah. Nandun na tayo sa age nila. And then they're so easily manipulated about, and then the things you can just like tell them what to do and they'll believe you. Kasi nga, they're young, obviously developmental. But what about yung issue kay Garam, like about the bullying? Na
I don't know
if you can put it out though, kasi sobrang sensitive no issue right now.
It's okay. Toot.
I'm not even high school. I don't even remember anything from like grade 4 or grade 5.
Ako din.
Pero grade 5 na alala ko lang classmate ko to, tas Jonas Brothers yung unang inanap.
Tama!
Grade 4 namin ni Chelsea, kinilimutan na namin lahat, pati the fact na magkaklase kami.
Oh my God!
Sobrang lala.
Sobrang traumatizing ng grade 4 namin. Completely different,
I feel like for everyone.
The fact na nakalimutan, sobrang funny kasi the fact na nakalimutan namin ni Chelsea na magkaklase kami ng grade
4. Talagang gusto namin makalimutan.
Kaya lang namin, grade 6.
Oh my God!
Was everyone's grade 4 that traumatic? Kasi yung naalala ko lang talaga, umiiyak ako sa labas ng classroom kasi ayaw nila akong pakuhanan ng exam kasi hindi ko pa nung nababayaran yung tuition ko.
Oh my God! Wait, minalala ko. Grade 4, muntik na ako hindi mag-grade 5 kasi hindi ako napalik na libro sa library.
They were prepared.
At saka,
And kasi the issue came out as soon as they debuted. Or like...
Right before.
Like, uh-oh. Yeah. As in, hindi pa sila nagde-debut.
So hindi pa official lineup yung six?
Hindi. Official lineup. Na-announce na yung lineup. Tapos I think lumabas yung balita.
Lumabas. Kasi parang, oh my God, you're debuting? Na-a-na-a-my. Parang
gano'n. My watch,
gano'n. Yeah. So, doon. So, ever since that. Tapos parang they buried it. Parang sabi ng hype, no, that's not true.
Protecting.
Yung gusto lang naman daw ng isang, the other party was like an apology.
But no.
Sobrang pinalaki ng issue.
Ayaw mag-apalusong. Like, hype was just, Source Music ba? Tsaka hype. They were just telling, ano talaga, na wala si Garam. Sabi ni Garam. Sabi, yun pa, according to Garam, hindi sila nag-ano ng investigation, whatever.
Pero ang sa akin talaga is, kung saan ako na-bother with the whole thing is, parang hindi ko nga alam kung totoo.
Actually, is
the supposedly people like Hybe sent people to the school to talk to the students, but it was according to a lot of people, it's really them trying to shut people up.
According to ano mga accounts ng mga students mismo.
And I was like, ganun malakas ba yung batang to
sa kompanyan? Can you imagine if we were the iPad era kids?
Oh my God.
Videos tayo.
Batch namin yun.
Oo nga, batch nila Zoe. Can you imagine kung may record tayo ng mga...
Tapos kaya rin naging idols tayo. Eh, yung mga release pre-debut photos natin, guys.
Guys, kaya hindi tayo pwede maging idol.
Hindi talaga.
Ang mga bullying kagas, siraksak niya ako gamit lapis.
It's so hard to put
judgment. Kasi,
kasi for me, I can never believe anything that in K-pop.
Kasi
what if these people are really just out to ruin their diba? So,
pero it's gonna be so sad if like they bring Garam back. Kasi I don't think she's gonna be received well anymore.
Even if she's ano.
May possibility pa ba? No?
Yeah.
Kasi hey,
just even if even if innocent talaga.
Yeah.
Feeling. People will say
it was better.
May public judgment. Yeah.
If they're gonna bring her back, kailangan sobrang galing ng hype of crisis control for her.
That's why they have the worst or like the hardest things to overcome is if may public judgment.
Kasi Taeyong nga hanggang ngayon.
Diba?
Like he still has to explain.
Yeah.
Ewan ko ah, I don't know how to think about that. Parang Are they really apologizing? Did they really reflect na sa ginawa nila before? I mean, di mo
din masasabi kasi hindi ikaw yung...
At saka, it's all parasocial, guys.
Oo, it's all parasocial.
So,
parang ako rin sa mga taong super involved, parang... Kulma ka nga.
I know. Hindi mo buhay yan.
Oo nga.
And also, like, those that are defending them with their lives and losing morals over it. Parang,
oh my God.
Talaga
did
ba?
They really tell you that? Did you talk to?
Magkaibigan kayo, mare mo yan.
Like, gets ko if talagang kaibigan mo. Yeah. Ano, pero yung fan ka lang. Tas, ano, I just believe that they didn't do it.
Yeah. Nice.
Congrats, sis.
Yeah. But what if they did? Not at least disappointed or anything.
But what if they did? What if they really did?
Parang if you study, I feel like a lot of, all of us, nabawasan yung parasocial relationship aspect after we reached college.
Yeah.
At saka after talaga nung ano, parang ako dati starry-eyed K-pop fan lang ako until what happened sa EXO. Ano nangyari yung team sa EXO talaga? Doon ako, doon talaga namulat.
Alin doon?
Yung una. Iba kasi impact ng una.
But we don't talk about him.
Magkakasama tayo
ng ano. We don't talk about
him.
Snakes.
Pero kasi sabi ko nung anim nila, sabi ko happy anim to OT11.
Parang sa buhay ko dyan. Pakibalik sa akin lahat ng luha ko.
Birthday ko.
Tapos yun, parang for me, dun talaga na ano, mulat yung mga mata ko sa K-pop industry. Parang okay, this isn't the like the princely the fantasy.
It was when I took a PR class in college. Mm. So dun parang inexplain na, oh, did you know that the entire Hallyu is a government funded scheme?
The origins
of what's up. Wait, nakalam
ko ba to?
Pero ang galing na, ako na-realize ko rin yung tourism kasi nga, as in talagang, when I was working din sa KTO, talagang, shit, government pala talaga nilalagaan sa Hallyu na, like, it's really them pushing.
They have like a plan talaga na, like, even the,
but at the same time, parang,
ano yun? Parang their main target talaga. And like, their main focus, really, is the Western industry.
Yeah.
We're just like stepping stones.
Yeah.